In Romans 1, Paul tells us what happens before God's judgment falls. I believe the same pattern happened in the flood, in Sodom and Gomorrah, and in Nineveh. Remember Jonah? And so I'm going to read to you Romans 1 from verse 18. For the wrath of God, that is God's judgment on sin, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Notice that it's a sin that is judged, not the individuals. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, in other words, from Adam onwards, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. God showed them who He was, but they refused to allow His light into themselves, and thus their hearts became dark, and all they could then see was God's judgment. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. So there we see that instead of calling on the name of the Lord, they worshipped idols, false gods made with their own hands. In the context of Genesis 4 verse 26, it is possible that they may have even called these false gods by the name of Yahweh. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So because they had no light inside of them, their hearts were dark, their hearts were unclean, and God released them to their folly. Verse 26, For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their woman exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. This is how the human race deteriorated. Those who did know and worship God intermarried with pagans and began to worship false gods, possibly even calling those false gods by the name of Yahweh. Because they refused to see God, their hearts were dark, and God then gave them up to the uncleanness that was inside their hearts, to vile passions and to a debased mind. The more they sinned, the more the land was polluted. The flood came because God had shown Himself to them, but they refused to see and chose to worship other gods instead. In Exodus 33, we see a conversation between God and Moses. This happens just after the Israelites broke the covenant. And we will still look at that. But they had broken the covenant that was made between God and the Israelites with Moses. And so they were under the death sentence because they had broken the covenant. And Moses came to God and started to plead with God on behalf of the people. And in this pleading with God, one of the things that Moses asked him was, "Please show me your glory. Please show me your glory." And God's answer was that he would make all of his goodness pass before Moses, and he would proclaim the name of the Lord before him. But then he said in verse 20, "But you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." In context of Romans 1, where the people died because God had shown himself to them, but they refused to see and chose to worship other gods instead. It's very interesting that right at that time, Israel was in exactly that same place. They had sinned, they had refused to see or hear God, and they had chosen to worship other gods instead. And so God's response to Moses, or God's warning to Moses, if you want to see it that way, was, "You can't see my face." Why? Because right at that moment in time, because of the sin of the people, they would have died. Isn't that just such a great picture of the mercy of God? "I'm not going to let you see me, because if you see me, you will die." That was what he said to Moses. Praise God, things are different for us today. Why? Because we have the blood of Jesus and we are in Jesus. But that doesn't mean that sin doesn't contaminate our land. We know it does that. So, does this apply to us today? Yes, it does. I believe so, absolutely. But what a merciful God. What a merciful God. He wouldn't show Moses his face because it would have killed him. And so that is the lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. Until next week, bye for now.